Good morning, friend. Hope you're doing well. It is the 22nd day of September, and I got a surprise for you. Today's Tata's birthday. If you want to say hi and happy birthday to Tata, shoot me an email, lee@drleewarren.com, or you can email him directly, Dennis McDonald and the number one, DennisMcDonald1@gmail.com. Say happy birthday to Tata. I'm sure he'd love to hear from you. And we're grateful for Tata and his great influence over our lives. And if you want to tell him happy birthday, today's the day. Happy birthday, Tata, lee@drleewarren.com. I'm sure he would love to hear from you. Hey, today I've got self-brain surgery tip number 7 for you. A quick little thought about deciding, one of our 30 decisions, decide to own your mistakes, how to reframe your thinking when you do make a mistake, and that'll help you to make positive change in your life. And as always, Lisa is going to tell us how to start today.
Hey, are you ready to change your life? If the answer is yes, there's only one rule. You have to change your mind first. And my friend, there's a place where the neuroscience of how your mind works smashes together with faith and everything starts to make sense. That place is called self-brain surgery. You can learn it, and it will help you become healthier, feel better, and be happier. And the good news is, you can start today.
Thanks, Lisa. Hey, so glad to have you listening today. I'm Dr. Lee Warren, and I live in Nebraska in the United States of America with my incredible wife, Lisa, my father-in-law, Tata, and the super pups, Harvey and Lewis. I'm a neurosurgeon and an author, and I'm here to help you harness neuroscience, the power of your brain, faith, the power of your spirit, and good old common sense to help you lead a healthier, better, happier life. Listen, friend, you can't change your life until you change your mind, and I'm here to help you learn the art of self-brain surgery. To get it done, you can get the show notes and more at drleewarren.podbean.com. That's drleewarren.podbean.com, and if you like the show, please subscribe so you never miss an episode and tell your friends about it. If you tell 2 or 3 friends this podcast was helpful to you, imagine how much good we can all do around the world together. I'm Dr. Lee Warren, and I'm here to help you change your mind so you can change your life. Let's get after it.
All right, we're going to kind of shake off some things. We're going to move from one place and to another place. Now, you remember in the Bible when the people left Egypt, they turned an 11-day journey into 40 years. Okay, they just kept marching around the same ground. They made some mistakes. They got lost. They lost their way. They got crossways with God, and they turned a journey that would have taken about 11 days, the Bible says, and made it last 40 years. And that's kind of what 2020 and 2021 feel like to a lot of us. We feel like we're not making progress, that we're never going to get out of this situation. We're never going to stop wearing masks to work. It feels like we're just covering the same ground. And a lot of us have developed some habits, have developed some coping mechanisms, have developed some, or kind of descended into some things that we don't want to be. We've gained some weight. We've added some habits that aren't good for us. We've had some relationship issues. We've gotten addicted to shopping on Amazon. Whatever it is that's happened in your life, maybe you took a big hit. Maybe you lost somebody. Maybe you're grieving. Whatever it is, it's time to sort of reset our minds. We're coming to the close of a year. We want to finish strong. We want to start thinking now about the different things we want to make happen in that year. And nothing's going to happen and nothing's going to change, friend, unless you change something. So one of the most important parts about getting anything done is to put a stack of wins together to build some confidence, improve your neurochemistry, start seeing some progress. And we're going to just press in. And one day at a time, add one thing, take something away, whatever it is that you need to do in your life. You know that between you and God and you and your people. But let's just do it. Let's stop wandering around and let's take that 11-day journey, in this case 30 days, and let's just make some progress for once. It's time to get after it, and it's time to stop covering the same ground over and over. Now, back when I started the self-brain surgery tips on Twitter, August 2nd, self-brain surgery tip number 7, when you make a mistake, admit it to yourself and correct it going forward. Excuses build the false idea in your brain that it's not really your fault, and you'll be more likely to do it again. Own it, recalibrate, move forward, and you'll be happier. Here's the deal, friend. One of the most important things is to just admit to yourself, even if you can't say it out loud to somebody else, just admit to yourself the situation that you're in. Don't worry so much about the fact that you've been wandering around for 40 years. Let's just start now, and let's go forward to the goal. Let's just get there. And the first thing is to be honest with yourself about the mistakes, the issues, the problems, the wrong turns, whatever it's been that's gotten you to where you are. That's where you are now. There's no sense in going backwards and beating yourself up about it. But do be honest with yourself. Here's where I am. If you're addicted to Cheetos and you're eating 12 bags a night, that's not a good way to live, and you need to stop doing that, right? So admit to yourself, yeah, I do have a problem with Cheetos. I need to put those things down, right? If you don't admit it to yourself, you'll find yourself having 11 bags again tonight, and you'll say, Jiminy Christmas, I can't even make it one day. You gotta admit to yourself. When you make a mistake, admit it to yourself and correct it going forward. Excuses build the false idea in your brain that it's not really your fault, and you'll be more likely to do it again. Own it, recalibrate, move forward, and you'll be happier. Here's a scripture. This community is a lot of people all over the world praying with and for each other, writing emails, helping each other out. It's a beautiful community. We physically had Juliana in Michigan when we talked about Gabby being paralyzed. We had a listener, Juliana, hear that, recognize that she was close by, and went and took food to the family, prayed with them. And now we have a relationship, another one that's formed out of this community. Listen, you have friends, you have power in community, your church family, people that love you, this community. You're not alone. And Hebrews 12:1 says this, therefore, since we're surrounded by such a great cloud of witnesses, let us throw off everything that hinders and the sin that so easily entangles, and let us run with perseverance the race marked out for us. Fixing our eyes on Jesus, the pioneer and perfecter of faith, for the joy set before him, he endured the cross, scorning its shame, and sat down at the right hand of the throne of God. Consider him who endured such opposition from sinners, so that you will not grow weary and lose heart. Friend, don't grow weary and lose heart. Jesus set the way. And I love how this starts. We are surrounded by a great cloud of witnesses. There's so many people who've gone before, who are cheering you on. You are not alone. And this big community of people all over the world cheering you on. So throw off the stuff that hinders, he says. Get rid of it. Whatever it is that's holding you down, throw it away. Get rid of that sin that's tripping you up over and over. And let us run with perseverance the race marked out for us. Friend, it's not impossible. We have a God who makes the impossible possible. There's a song from Building 429 called Impossible. I'm going to play that for you now as we fade out in this episode. It's time to stop making excuses. It's time to stop turning an 11-day journey into 40 years. It's time to press on. It's time to strip away. It's time to stop making excuses and get after it. Play this again at the end of the day. If you have some habit that you fall into towards the end of the evening, play this again and just remind yourself. It's time to strip away the things that are holding us back. It's time to add on the things that we have before us that God wants for us to do and for us to live and how he wants us to be. And it's time. It's just time, friend. You know it. I know it. It's time to get it done. It's time to get after it. Here's Impossible from Building 429. God bless you, friend.
We know that There's no such thing as impossible. And nothing is unreachable. When we trust the God of miracles, we know, we know, we know that there's no such thing as impossible.
Thanks for listening. The Dr. Lee Warren podcast is listener supported. Check out patron.podbean.com/Dr. Lee Warren. That's patron.podbean.com/Dr. Lee Warren. Patrons and partners get free books, transcripts, special patron only episodes, and more. And partners like you allow us to stay ad free and keep growing. Please subscribe to the show so you automatically get every episode. And if you like the show, you'll love my weekly letter. Check out my writing at drleewarren.substack.com. drleewarren.substack.com. Get the free newsletter every week for my best prescriptions for becoming healthier, feeling better, and being happier through the power of faith and neuroscience smashing together via self-brain surgery. DrLeeWarren.substack.com. And if you need prayer, go to the prayer wall at WLeeWarrenMD.com/prayer. The theme music for the show is Make Us One by Tommy Walker, graciously provided for free by the great folks over at TommyWalkerMinistries.org. Check it out and consider supporting them. TommyWalkerMinistries.org. Remember, you can't change your life until you change your mind. And the good news is you can start today. I'm Dr. Lee Warren. I'll talk to you soon. God bless you, friend. Have a great day.